We write out checks. We list needed items and bring our lists with us to the grocery store. We take notes in class, send notes in the mail, all in a somewhat unique scrawl. So unique, in fact, that when someone writes something, say a fake return address on a letter containing anthrax, the handwriting becomes the visual for the story. The printing, the writing might spawn a lead or two. A unique A or a dotted I might trigger a memory and a break in the case. Just like a description of a 6'3" robber with a beard and a voice like Jimmy Durante might. And courts agree. Here's what I mean. After passengers found handwriting, a bomb threat, on a mirror in an airplane bathroom last week, the suspect pool was every person on board the plane. When the plane landed, the Associated Press reported, authorities asked every person on board to write something, to give a sample of their handwriting. The authorities would then compare those handwriting samples with the writing on the bathroom mirror and include or exclude the passenger from the list of suspects. What's surprising about that is this. There's a Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, invoked famously just last week by an Enron auditor at a hearing before Congress. You'd think passengers on the airplane could do the same, refuse to incriminate themselves and refuse to give a sample of their script. But it doesn't work that way with handwriting. Courts have generally decided that anything we make public can incriminate us, even when we don't want it to. Things like the color of our hair, our height, a nasal-sounding A, even the way we cross our T's. Had one of those passengers fought against giving a handwriting sample in court, it's likely that the court would have ordered the passenger to comply. We can't plead the Fifth for hair color. We can't plead the Fifth for a Midwestern accent. We can't plead the Fifth for the telltale way we dot our I's with a smiley face or a bubble heart. For example, a man charged with theft and forgery in Illinois in the late 70s repeatedly refused to give handwriting samples to the police crime lab. Many hearings later, he faced criminal contempt charges for his failure to comply. The defendant tried to argue forced handwriting was unconstitutional, but the court found handwriting, like the body or the voice, an identifying physical characteristic, echoing the thoughts of the United States Supreme Court in a similar case. The criminal contempt stands. Same with a very recent case from Iowa. The defendant had first refused to provide a handwriting sample and then agreed, but attempted to disguise his handwriting. The court held him in contempt, disregarding his claims that forcing him to write was unconstitutional. Moreover, in the underlying jury trial for forgery, the jury heard all about the defendant's attempts to disguise his handwriting, all upheld on appeal. Bottom line, the handwriting's on the wall. They'll likely be able to ask you for and get just that. I'm Amy Guida.